About a week and a half ago, I was, I think I was driving somewhere and I was just talking to the Lord. And then He put this impression on the inside of me. Since March, since COVID's hit, and even before that, when we found out that the church building was for sale and everything, I kind of went into survival mode. I'm just going to survive. How are we going to get through the buildings selling, and what are we going to do? And then on top of that, when COVID hit, it's like, okay, Lord, how do we get through this? And just surviving. And I thought, that's no good. You cannot just survive. You have to thrive. So this morning, I want to talk to you about going from survival to thriving. Glory to God. The life of God is on the inside of me. It's shut up in my bones. I've got the Spirit of God living on the inside of me. I was born for purpose. You know, we have the election coming up, and listen, don't quit praying for the election. I think people are going to be surprised at the election. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I just sense that God is up to something. God's going to do some great and marvelous things that He wants to do. Amen? And don't be thrown off by what you see or what you hear. Just know that God's in control. Amen? Hallelujah. But watch this. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel and a door was opened to me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I departed for Macedonia. Now watch this. He's saying, things didn't go exactly like I thought they would. I thought that somebody else would be there and they weren't there. I had an anticipation that this is how things were going to work out. Anybody been there? Where you're going in life and you go, well, surely this is how it's going to work out. And it doesn't work out that way. Right? It doesn't work. And sometimes you're just walking along and God, just let me get to the next day. Lord, help me to get through to the next day. Help me just... And whatever circumstance, maybe it's somebody didn't come into your life or somebody wasn't there when you wanted them to. Or maybe it's something in your body or something in your mind or something in somebody else's body or something that's got you the places, oh God, I'm just trying to hang on. Well, I'm telling you, that's below the standard. We weren't created to hold on. We weren't created to just barely get by. We're created to thrive. Let me tell you that again. We are created to thrive. And your life, and I don't care what age you are, I don't care, what circumstances you're under, you're created to thrive. Now, the enemy will put all kinds of excuses before you, right? But remember this, some of us who are more mature than others think, well, I've lived a pretty good life. I've been pretty productive and things are pretty good, but I'm in my senior years and I'm going to slow down. But here's what the Apostle Paul said. He said this, even though my outer man perishes, my inner man is renewed day by day by day by day. What does that mean? That means I'm stronger on the inside than I was yesterday. Because I'm not living out of my flesh. I'm not living out of my ability, but I'm living out of the Spirit. If you want to thrive, then you have to quit looking at things strictly from a natural sense and begin to look out of your spirit. Now look at the next verse, verse 14. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. I was disappointed here, so I went here, but I thank God that He always, ever put always. I've told you this before, but a man that I listened to, a pastor that I listened to, on his desk he has this big plaque that says always. See, if you want to learn to get out of the survival mode into the thrive mode, you have to put always in your mind. He always leads me to triumph. No matter what it looks like, no matter how I feel, no matter what other people do, God is in it with me to thrive, not just survive. And then you can come to me and say, yeah, but Pastor, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't. I don't necessarily, but we could swap stories. And it's not that I don't care what you're going through. What I'm saying is that I don't care necessarily the circumstances that you find yourself in. God's plan is for you to thrive out of those circumstances. Do you know that you need to speak to yourself?
Yes.
In fact, I think you need to speak to your body. You need to tell your body what it's going to do rather than letting your body dictate how you feel. If you want to thrive, then you have to agree with what God has said and not necessarily what your body is telling you. Or even what your mind is telling you. If you let society talk to you, they'll say, listen, you're up now in your 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, the mind starts to slow down and the mind starts to lose its memory. The mind, shut up. I'm not going to survive. I've decided to thrive. And besides, I don't rely on my mind, my brain, to remind me of things. Because I have the Spirit of God living on the inside of me. And according to the promise that's found in John, the Holy Spirit will remind me or teach me of all things. All things. So I don't try to remember just out of my head. I listen to my spirit. Are you listening to me? See, if you want to thrive, you've got to get in touch with the spirit man that's on the inside. Because it's Him who always leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus. But your tomorrow is determined by how you view things today. Let me say that again. Your tomorrow is determined by how you view things today. And I will tell you this, how you view things today is how you're talking. So I have to quit talking about how I'm going to survive. Get in the Word and say, this is how I'm going to thrive. And find God's promises and put them in our hearts and say, no, listen, circumstances, you're going to obey this rather than me being confined to what you're telling me. Does that make sense? Come on. Come on. Let's go on just for a few more verses here. It says, verse 14 again, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus. And through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, as so many are peddling, the Word of God, but of sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. What's He saying? We've got a message. God's got a destiny for us. And that destiny is to show people that Jesus is alive and He's alive in us. Right? I'm not just going to live my life so that people, well, you know, that's just the same old Bruce. That's just the same old, you know, the same. No, Lord, I expect God to lead me from triumph to triumph to triumph to triumph, and I refuse to stay in the survival mode. Christians are playing the waiting game. You know what I mean by that? They go, man, I just can't wait till the rapture comes, and then we'll be out of here. See, that's survival mentality. If I can just make it through another day, if that idiot can just shut up for a minute, if I can just get, right? If I can just, and the reality is God never, ever, ever wants us to live in defeat. Why? Because He's made us more than conquerors through Christ who loves me. Right? We have to have that mentality that I have the Spirit of God living on the inside of me. And it's God's plan for Him to diffuse the reality of His life to those that are perishing. They've got the choice to make. And to some people, it will be my life transferred into their life. And to others, they'll refuse it, and it'll lead to their eternal death. But my job is to burn. My job is to burn. I have to be in an attitude of thriving. Why? Because I got the life of God inside of me. See, you got to wake up in the morning telling yourself what God has said about you. Who are you? This is who I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have the Spirit of the living God living on the inside of me. God uses me as a diffuser. Now, many of you are aware what a diffuser is. You put the essential oil in it, it diffuses it all over the place. Right? And if you get too much in there, your house is going to be diffused. But listen to me, you can't burn bright enough for Jesus. And there's more. With who? With everybody. Everybody. But if you're just surviving, you just go, oh God, help me make it through another day. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. I'm ready to come home now. You're only 23. I'm ready to come home. God, I just wish. No, shh. Stop it. Stop it. I don't care if you're 23, 33, 43, 53, 63, 73, 83, 93. It does not matter. As long as we're here on earth, we shouldn't be in survival mode. We should be in thriving mode. Woo! I refuse. I refuse. Go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. You know, the Apostle Paul, he got saved, and of course, when God saved him, his life was just so easy. He just had it really easy. He never had any trouble, and it was like he was, you know, going through life without any obstacles or because God loved him so. And that's not how it happened? No, man. You go through his story. I mean, I've been shipwrecked. I've been stoned. I mean, with rocks. I've been stoned. People have left me. I've been misunderstood. You know, I've been whipped. I've been all of that. But none of these things sway me. Because I've learned in whatever state I'm in, therein to be content. But not content to I guess it's just my lot in life. Bless God. I'm just suffering for Jesus. No. He even said, look, I am even excited about my weaknesses. Because when I'm weak, He's strong. Right? I'm not glorying in my weakness. I'm not just surviving with the best that I can. I'm thriving because His strength is my strength. Come on, the world needs to see Jesus. And as much as I like the fact that we're on the internet and we've got TV going around the world, the gospel is around the world, that's awesome. But the number one way that people see Jesus is in you. Amen. And in me. Come on. Let's just go with an attitude of diffuse. I'm a diffuser. I'm a diffuser. I walk into Walmart, I'm diffusing. Right, I walk into my house, I'm diffusing. I don't care if there's heathens living in your house. I don't care if they're acting like heathens. I'm a diffuser, but I can't be that if I'm just surviving, barely trying to hang on. I have to be at the place. I don't care if my body's weak. I don't care if my pocketbook is empty. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me, and He always leads me into triumph. I refuse to survive. Come on. I would rather die than just survive. So I'm going to die to myself so that He can live in me. Come on. Diffusing the fragrance of God. Look at verse 7 of Philippians chapter 3. But what things were gained to me, these I counted lost for Christ. Yet I indeed also count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ my Lord, for whom I'm suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. What, you know, if you just take this at one stand, you might go, boy, this guy's whining a little bit, but he's not whining at all. He's saying the things of the world didn't mean anything to me in the first place. Right? And my survival in that arena was to live my righteousness and be judge over everybody else. But I've put all that aside because I can't keep the law. I can't keep the rules and the regulations, and I can't make anybody else do it. But I'm now in Christ, and it's my faith in Jesus that's taken me out of that life and into a new life. Right? I count my old ways with all my certificates and all my blessings and all my accomplishments, and I count them as rubbish that I may win Christ. Verse 9, and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. You ever think about that for just a minute? Think about that just a minute. I am right with God. If God came and appeared in this room, I would not turn to dust. Not based on what I've done or haven't done, but based on the blood of Jesus, I would be right. I must thrive from a position of rightness. I am right with Him. Again, I'm not bragging on me, I'm bragging on Jesus. I am the righteousness of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Verse 10, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. This verse blew me away when I first saw it and recognized it. I went, you know, one of those that you go, huh? That I might know Him. This is Paul talking, and it was at the end of his life, he was in prison, do you understand? In a Roman prison, that I might know Him. This is a man that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He had mission, you know, a mission field all over, you know, the Middle East and into Greece and into Rome. This was a man, knew God, seen miracles happen, the dead raised, everything happened, that I might know Him. What? You don't know Him. What shot do I have? Right? But the reality is, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being conformed to His death. What is He saying? I haven't arrived yet. I know a little bit about Him, but there's so much more. I'm not going to stay content surviving with what I've known before. I'm going to press on into what He's going to reveal to me tomorrow. I heard a preacher this, and it just stirred me this week. You'd know him if I told you who he was. He said, I wake up every morning, and he said, I've done this for decades, every morning. I don't skip a morning. That when I wake up, I say, Lord, I just want to know You a little better today. Think about that, how simple that is. But Lord, I want to know You a little better today. The definition of thriving is to know Him more. And the more that we get to know Him, the more we can share Him with others, right? But I want to have an intimate, and this isn't a head knowledge, but this is a heart knowledge. I want to know You. I want to have a relationship with You that's built on trust, that's built on faith, that's built on knowledge. But Lord, I want to know You. I want to know You. I want to know You. Listen, if you're in survival mode, you might be saying to yourself, I'm not sure if I know Him at all. You know, things haven't been going right for me, so therefore God must be mad at me. And you know, I just haven't been in good fellowship with Him. And see, you're just surviving. I hope I get to heaven. I hope I can make it to heaven. But thriving says, you know, this is really not about me. It's about a covenant that God made with Jesus, and I just got to be a partaker of it. But when I became a partaker of it, I took upon His divine nature. And I thank You, Lord, that I'm all right with You. If I've sinned, I'm going to ask for forgiveness, God, but I'm going to continue to push on to pursue Your face in Jesus' name. Come on. I'm living to know Him. Oh, come on. Let's go on. Verse 9 again. Be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable to His death. Now, some would say, and I think that there's application here. You can say, yep, I just want to die. I want to die to myself for Jesus. But I think being made conformable to His death has another application. I think it has to do with everything that His death produced. What it is death produced? It produced death in me. Meaning that the sin that I'd committed is now dead. It's gone. I am no longer under it. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. When I'm conformed to His death, the old is gone and the new has come. So I'm not living out of the old man. I'm living out of the new man. I'm not living by my righteousness, but I'm now living to His righteousness. His death produced that in me. It was death in Him, but it was life to me. Are you listening to me? And that's what I want to be conformed to. Verse 11. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I've already attained or that I'm already perfect or fully mature, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself as to apprehend, but one thing I do, forgetting these things, those things which are behind, I'm reaching forward to the things which are ahead. Come on. Life may not be exactly today where you thought it would be. But are you falling back or are you pressing on? See, if you're just surviving, well, you know, God's just, you know, I mean, all my needs were met today and I thank God for that. Well, that's great, but that's not enough. Right? Because God doesn't want you just to have your needs met. He wants to abundantly supply your needs so that you have enough to give to everybody else. And I'm not talking about just money, although money is part of it. I'm talking about the joy that you have on the inside, the peace that you have on the inside, the knowing that you have on the inside. Come on, I serve a God who is well able. You see, we have to come from the place that we know who we are, because when Jesus said, you shall speak to the mountain and the mountain will move, it's because you know who you are by faith in Him. I refuse to just survive. I'm going to thrive. I press, verse 14, for the goal of the prize of the upward call of Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. If anything you think otherwise, God will reveal it even to you. Here's what I'm saying. I want to be pressing on rather than staying put. In my relationship with God, in what God's called me to do, in my family, in everything that I'm doing, I'm not going to be one that stays put. I'm going to press on. Because if you're just staying put, you're surviving. Come on, God, what can you use me with today? What do you want to use me for today? How do you want me to be a blessing to other people today? God, I refuse. I refuse to survive because I have the life of God on the inside of me. Amen. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. How many face difficulties? Everybody. You're not the lone stranger. And I'm not saying that to say that you don't have cause to be concerned or things that are going on in your life. You know, we all have those, whether it be physical, relational, financial. But we can't just stay where we are. We have to go to where He's got us going. Again, this is the famous story about Jehoshaphat. And look at verse 1 in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1. It happened after that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others beside them, besides the Ammonites, came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Here's the deal. There was a lot of people that came to take him out. Do you feel like people are coming to take you out? Do you feel like life sometimes is just going to run me over? Well, if you stay with that attitude and don't pursue thriving, you'll receive that. Right? But we're not about that. We're not about that. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea and from Syria, and they are in Hazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judea. Jehoshaphat says, we're in trouble. And rather than going out and finding everybody else's opinion, the first thing he did is he said, we're going to seek God. The first place of thriving is seeking. I'm going to seek God. I'm going to seek God. If I want to thrive, I need to seek God. Now watch this. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord and all the cities of Judah, and they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God of heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nation? And in your hand there is not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you. Are you not our God, who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? And they dwell in it, and have built you a sanctuary for your name, saying, if disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, We will stand before this temple in your presence, in your name, in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. Look into the position. Our backs are against the wall. Are we going to go into survival mode? Let's build bunkers. Let's go underground. Let's store food. Because we're just going to survive. They're coming. The enemy's coming to overtake us, and we know he's going to do it, so we're going to. Or are you going to say, now, wait a minute. Here's what it looks like, Lord. But you're the same God who saved me last year. You're the same God who got me out of that car wreck. You're the same God who supplied my needs when I didn't have the money, but God, you came and took care of me. You're the same God who's done all of that for me before. Listen, this is no different. You're going to be the same one because you will hear my cry and you will save. Save. You'll deliver. You'll supply. You'll take care of me. Because I am in you. I refuse to be the one who cowers and does nothing. Hallelujah. Go down to verse 12. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. We are not the same as these people. Because we are under a different covenant. Come on, we are under a different covenant. We have a covenant with Almighty God. Are you listening to me? And it goes on to talk about, and you'll get into it. They fasted and prayed, and then God said, here's the plan. You're going to send out the praisers before the army. And they went out, and here's what you're going to do. You're going to sing, praise ye the Lord. For His mercy endures forever. Praise ye the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. I'll just tell you, when you're in the survive mode and you want to go to the thrive mode, you have to set yourself on the Lord. But the second thing you have to do is get yourself in a praise attitude. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. His mercy is over me. His justice is over me. His companionship is with me. I just want to praise you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. I want to give you all of the glory. And that puts you in a position where you're heading toward thriving and getting out of surviving. Come on. For the sake of time, we won't turn there, but I want to remind you of the story of David and Goliath. And it's found in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. But listen to this and get this picture. The army is out there. David's brothers are with the army. And I mean, these guys are champions. They've got all the gear. Right? If you went up to them, you looked at them, man, look at that. They got the right armor on. They got the spears. They got the swords. They got everything. They look like tough people. Just one problem. Life sent Goliath. And Goliath was huge. And so they saw themselves in the view of Goliath. So they were huddled together in this valley, and every day Goliath would come out, send somebody to fight me. Come on, you guys are supposed to know God. You come out and send somebody to fight me. And all, nobody's, not me. You know, get him to do it. Nobody would do it. Nobody went out. They were all huddled in their tents. What were they doing? They were surviving. They were surviving. Here comes David. His dad told him to take some lunch down to his brothers. Come on, he comes in there. Hey, what's going on? And his brothers go, man, what are you? And all of a sudden he heard this giant speak up. This giant. He says, send out a man who'll fight me. Who are you? We're going to take, you know, just all the things he was spewing at him. Those men in survival mode were afraid. Right? David said, what? What am I hearing? He said, who are you guys? Why are you standing here? You're the army of the Most High God. Don't you know? And his bro said, shut up, boy. You're going to get us in trouble. Shut up. They're going to send us out there. Hush up. Because they were trying to survive Goliath. David said, what's going to happen to the guy who takes him on? And they told him, he said, I'm well able to take him. As brothers, hush up, hush up, hush up. Somebody might hear you. I want them to hear me. In fact, Saul, the king, finally heard. And Saul said, are you sure? Yeah, I can take him. I can take him. I fought a lion. I fought a bear. God will deliver this Philistine into my hands. Right? Because David knew how to thrive rather than just survive. And you know the outcome of the story. Are you going to be a survivor? Or are you going to be a thriver? It's your decision. It's your choice. But what words are coming out of your mouth? Do you have the words coming out of your mouth that I can't? You don't understand. You don't know what it's like. Those are survival words. In fact, in some way, they're even worse than surviving. I'm just a victim. I'm just a victim. You don't understand what they've done to me. I'm sorry for what they did to you. But are you going to live with that forever? Or are you going to come out of that and let God put the victor's crown on top of you and go out with your sling with the word of the Lord in your mouth and begin to slay the giants and begin to thrive in what you're going through instead of staying in your survival mode? I refuse to be a survivor when Jesus paid the price for me to be a thriver. What did he say? I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly. He didn't say, the thief come not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. I came that you might just survive well enough to get by so that when you die, you'll go to heaven. No, he didn't say that. He said, I came that you might have life and you might have it abundantly. Let's not settle for less than what he paid the price for. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sorate befeba kandoro tokoi. Ida de la mondoro tobofabakaya. Hallelujah. I just feel inspired to say this, so I'm just going to do it. You know, Scott and Janine, you're back up here. But that's not the end of the story. You're not up here to survive. Even though it seems like, God, just help me survive another day. You're not up here to just survive. God's called you to thrive. And he's repositioning you to another push. Come on, I just believe that with all of my heart. Listen, all of us need to be in a position, whether it's in our wedding, our marriage, whether it's family, whether it's our job situation, no matter what, in our health, I refuse to survive. I'm going to thrive. But you first have to put God first. You have to seek his face. The second thing is you have to put praise on your lips. And then you have to declare what he's promised. You need to declare what is promised. And here's the point. You have to do it over and over and over and over again. Why? Because it will not work until it's mixed with faith. And watch this. Faith won't come until you convince your heart that it's true. And to convince your heart that it's true, it's going to take some time of you saying it over and over and over and over and over and over. If you feel unworthy, the first time you say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you're going to go, yeah, right. But the more you hear yourself talk about what God has said, right, the more it'll become a reality in you. Again, go back to Jehoshaphat and just think about it. Here's the song that you're going to sing. Praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. Now, I'm a worshiper. I love to worship, right? But watch this. If we got up here and for an hour and a half, all we sang was, praise ye the Lord, for His mercy endures forever and ever, some people go, huh? Is that all they're going to sing? Yeah. Yeah, because that's what God told us to sing. But it'll grow on the inside of us. The first time I praise the Lord for His mercy endures forever. But by the 100th time, praise ye the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise Him. Come on, come on, come on. The more you do it, the more it gets in there, the stronger it becomes. And you go, I refuse to survive when He's caused me to thrive. Amen. Y'all get something this morning? Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your Word. God, I am alive in Christ Jesus. And I thank You, God, that the Spirit that's inside of me is one that is for victory and not for defeat. God, I just praise You and I worship You and I honor You. Lord, that everybody who's named the name of Jesus, whether they be in a bed or whatever their circumstances are in, God, You cause them to thrive. And I thank You, God, for giving them hope, for giving them a challenge, God, for speaking to them about getting back up and not settling, God, for the things that life has pushed onto them. And in Jesus' name, Father, we thank You for the victory in Jesus' name, because we believe, Lord, that You always, always, always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Lord, we just give You the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. I just want to tell you that the first step to getting what I'm talking about is making Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never done that, it's really simple to do, but it requires your full heart to do it. And that is, you must believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. I need a Savior. I need a Messiah. Because I can't go before God on my own sin, by my own self, because of my sin. But Jesus paid the price to where you could. So you just need to make Him the Lord of your life once and forever in Jesus' name. If you did that, praise God, you're now a child of God. Just say, Father, in Jesus' name, I come before You just as I am. I ask You to be Lord of my life. I receive You as my Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. If you did that, your eternity has changed in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. 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 Amen.